אנחנו קוראים בספר כתרי בעל
הספר. We are reading in Kabbalah for the Student, page, actually I'm not sure which page, but it's introduction for the book of Zohar, and you can find it in the library, and you can send your questions to kab.tv.
In the previous chapter, he started explaining about the structure of the world, about the still vegetative animate and the speaking, and then about man, and the lights, and he started putting things in place, classifying them, classifying the different parts of creation, and now he's continuing.
Item 43. When man is born, he immediately has nefesh of kedusha, holiness, but not an actual nefesh, but the posterior of it, its last discernment, which, due to its smallness, is called a point. It dresses in man's heart, in one's will to receive, which is found primarily in one's heart. Know this rule, that all that applies to the whole of reality applies to each world, and even in the smallest particles that can be found in that world. Thus, as there are five worlds in the whole of reality, which are the five sfirot kachabtum, there are five sfirot kachabtum in each and every world, and there are five sfirot in every little item in that world. And we have said that this world is divided into still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, corresponding to the four sfirot chubtum. Still corresponds to malchut, vegetative corresponds to tiferet, animate to bina, and speaking to chokhmah. And the root of them all corresponds to keter. But as we have said, even in the smallest item in each species, in the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, there are four discernments of still vegetative, animate, and speaking. Hence, even in a single item of the speaking category, meaning even in one person, there are also still vegetative, animate, and speaking, which are the four parts of his will to receive, where the point from the nefesh of kedusha is dressed.
Please, if you have any questions, there's nothing to explain here. What he gives us here is simply the order in which the different parts of creation clothe in one another. Yes?
This point that he calls it the achoraim of nefesh of kedusha, is this the point in the heart?
Suppose.
And that happens from the moment of birth in the spiritual world?
Suppose.
So what is there before that?
Beast. Beast. There is nothing.
Those who come to study the wisdom of Kabbalah has a point in the heart awakening, or are they just a beast before the point awakens?
If a person comes to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's not just curiosity or looking for philosophies, because there are many of those that just come to search for different remedies and so on. If a person comes to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, it means that the point in his heart is awakening, and is leading him to a place where it can be fulfilled.
So, before he's born...
What do you mean, before he's born?
It's written, and when a man is born, he immediately has a nefesh of kedusha and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the point in the heart starting?
This means that a person's born. Not beast, but man. Meaning, his internality. Not the protein part.
Yes,
Zvika.
He repeats it, just as there are five worlds in all of reality, there are five sfirot kachabtum. What does it mean that there are five worlds in all of reality? What is reality?
Reality is everything that exists under the Creator, beneath the upper force, that He has formed as a place, and in it, reality that fills that place, and in it, man that exists in reality, because he wants that person, that man, to perform a special role.
He's saying that even in one person, there are still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and there are the four parts of the desire name. What is that?
Because creation is built in an integral way. An integral system is that in every part, you have all the parts, all the examples, all the discernments. In the tiniest part, in the smallest part, if you take an atom, if you enter it correctly, in it, you can see the entire universe.
What is my role in this whole story, these five worlds? What is the role of man in these five worlds?
This is home.
Whose?
Man's.
What should I do with it?
You're not a man yet. When you'll be a man, an Adam, when you'll start resembling the Creator, then through those worlds you'll start getting nourishment and guidance, and by connecting with them, identifying with them, you'll achieve equivalence of form with the Creator.
The world change? What happens?
In accordance with what you are, this is how they influence you.
What's the goal with these five worlds?
To tie you, connect you with the Creator.
And then what happens with the worlds? They connect, they become one.
The worlds, in accordance with what you are, this is how they act towards you, from a state where now they conceal the light of the Creator to a state where they start giving you the forces for you to grow and to come near to the light of the Creator.
The four parts of the Zayin Him where the point of Nefesh of Gusha is closed.
Yeah. It means that the worlds themselves, they have no free choice, they're not created beings, it's a system. It's a system that on the one hand is the system of the diminution of the light of the Creator that comes to you on the one hand. On the other hand, it is also a system that increases and brings you closer to the Creator. It makes the adaptation. There are many discernments there from what we study in Tess and in the wisdom of Kabbalah. These are two parts. The one part is the system that we're in, and the other part of the neshama that we need to bring to adhesion with the Creator, with Bai.
So, this ties the 10 sphere to what we just read now? I didn't understand anything. What do I have to do? You say, be above reason. I was above reason. What should I think about? It was total Chinese. What should I do in order to be above reason when we're reading Study of Ten Sefirot as we read it, even without any explanations almost?
It's not important. First of all, what works is the reforming light, because in you there's the soul, a point. There is the light of Ein Sof, the upper light that gave birth to the soul. And the light of Ein Sof works through these olamot, also meaning concealments, on that point, and it starts growing. And to the extent to which you're in that, even passively, it develops you like a baby that doesn't know, doesn't understand, but it grows. So, this is how we are. And after several years, you'll start feeling that the point in your heart starts acting, starts awakening, starts demanding to act, wanting to do something on its own. Doing something on your own. Please, go ahead. It's possible to teach it. how to perform different actions in order to come closer to the Creator, and these actions are called faith above reason, which you studied today on the first part of the lesson. How does that happen? By the system of the worlds that are one against the other in Panim and Acholaim, like you studied on the second part of the lesson, and now you're reading about it on the third part of the lesson.
Practically, what do I have to do in this half hour? So I just sit on needles, I don't understand anything. What do I have to do? You say above reason. So what am I thinking about?
Pray.
Pray? What does it mean to pray?
Pray means to turn to the Creator through society in connection with others. To the measure to which you connect with them, you are also connected with the Creator and only. So, if you're connected with them, then you also are connected with the Creator. So start raising to Him the desire of those friends that you're connected with, how much you're included of their desires, and be their emissary. Represent them, so to speak. It's not that it's going to be your chisaron, but what you have to pass on to the Creator is their chisaron. Then you'll be an emissary. Otherwise, when I ask for myself, I'm not an emissary. I don't represent them. I have to be the emissary of the public. And then the prayer is accepted.
Okay, so we close it. Know the four parts of desire in it, where the point from Nefesh of Kedusha is dressed, just what he said.
Exactly, yeah, very good. Now, Terence, you forgot your question already.
Ah, yes, sir. Tov, kadima.
Okay, let's go.
Memdalet.
Memdalet.
44. Prior to the 13 years, there cannot be any emergence of the point in one's heart. But after 13 years, when he begins to delve in Torah and Mitzvot, even without any intention, meaning without any love and fear, as it is fitting when serving the king, even in Lolishma, the point in one's heart begins to grow and disclose its action. This is because mitzvot do not need an aim. Even acts without an aim can purify one's will to receive, but only in the first degree, called still.
So suppose we connect with one another, or we perform different actions. We have our intentions, even if we don't have the intention, the correct intention, we start advancing toward the true spiritual action. And then, because we were disappointed and the light shines upon us, we start adding the intention to our actions. But first of all, actions. Come to the group, work on the connection, act out of the connection as if, even if there's no connection, however it works. This being the first action. The second is to add the intentions to it as much as you can. What do we want out of it? Sure, the intentions are going to be in order to receive for ourselves, like this, like that, until the reforming light through different actions and what we study, gradually there comes criticism, scrutiny, what about our goals, what about our intentions, and then we gradually want for them to become the correct intentions. The correct intentions, so then we already raise the man for the intentions to change, and then each and every one really prays for others and for the friends. Everyone wants to be the public, the representative of the public, and so on. A prayer is accepted only if I raise the prayer of someone, of the 10, and not mine. My chisaron is to raise the chisaron of the 10. Yes.
And to the extent that he purifies the will, the still part of the will to receive, one builds the 613 organs of the point in the heart, which is the still of the nefesh of Kedusha. And when one completes all 613 mitzvot in action, it completes the 613 organs in the point in the heart, which is the still category of the nefesh of Kedusha, whose 248 spiritual organs are built by keeping the 248 positive mitzvot, and its 365 spiritual tendons are built through observing the 365 negative mitzvot, until it becomes a complete partsuf, a spiritual face of nefesh of Kedusha. Then the nefesh rises and clothes the sphira of Malchut in the spiritual world of Asiya. And all the spiritual elements of still, vegetative, and animate in that world, which correspond to that sphira of Malchut of Asiya, serve and aid that partsuf of nefesh of one who has risen there. To the extent that the soul perceives them, those concepts become its spiritual nourishment, giving it strength to grow and multiply until it can extend the light of the Sphira of Malchut of Asiya in all the desired perfection, to light man's body. And that complete light aids one to add exertion in Torah and Mitzvot and receive the remaining degrees.
Of course, we're neither talking about the body nor about the soul that as if revives the body, our flesh and blood body, and not the mitzvot that we do with our hands and legs, but these are the parts of the soul that we correct. Yeah.
And we have stated that immediately at the birth of one's body, a point of the light of nefesh is born and dresses in him. So it is here, when his partsuf of nefesh of Kedusha is born,
in that goof, in that desire, that there's already the tzimtzum, masach, or chozel, receiving already something in order to bestow.
A point from its adjacent higher degree is born with it, the last degree of the light of Ruach of Asiya, and dresses inside the partsuf of nefesh. And so it is in all the degrees. With each degree that is born, the last discernment in the degree above it instantaneously appears within it. This is because this is the whole connection between higher and lower through to the top of the degree. Thus, through this point, which exists in it from the upper one, it becomes able to rise to the next higher degree.
Questions?
No.
Sfira ze or she Sfira is light that shines in the corrected vessel.
A sfira is a desire to receive in which the light shines as a result of its equivalence of form with the quality of the stone.
And 10 sfirot are 10 discernments of the light in the vessel?
Of the will to receive.
That discerns, what does it discern?
To the measure to which the will to receive can equalize with the bestower, then it has the opportunity to equalize with the bestower and tell in different discernments.
And what appears in it, you can simply give them names, those forms of bestowal that appear in him?
Whatever is revealed, it itself gives the name.
Again.
Yeah.
No. Omer Shad.
He's saying when a person comes to be purified, then they serve him and help him, the still vegetative and animate of the world and the world itself. What does it mean that a person comes to purify and then the environment changes and serves him in this action of purification?
The environment is the creator. Only that, this is how he's clothed as the environment this way, and therefore, to the measure to which a person works with the environment, then he merits bestowal from it in order to grow correctly. Usually we have two environments, the external one against or parallel to the vessels of reception, and the inner one and parallel to the vessels of bestowal. The inner environment are the books, the teacher, the friends, the group, the worldwide nebuch. The external environment is the external world that still projects your form in which the Malchut is still not corrected.
I'm asking about that point where a person starts with this action called purification, and then everything works in his favor to help him, to serve him. What in this person, this point that he wants to be purified, is this before the upper point that's revealed?
The point in the heart, yes.
But it's before the higher point that was revealed from the next degree. What is purification? Before what am I purified?
I have a will, an egoistic will to receive. And in it, there's a point. This point draws me to the Creator. And it pulls me. It is the achlaim of the nefesh of Kedusha. I have to work on it for it to receive more and more strength, for it to be able to cope with my heart, so that the point in the heart will become more important than the heart. This is my work.
No.
Yes, there are a few such that
you mentioned the worldwide Bnei Baruch. I wanted to offer our condolences to what happened in Italy yesterday.
Was anyone hurt from?
No. I said sadly, people were killed yesterday. It was a great disaster. What do you have to say about it? Such disasters of that kind were never took place.
Soon we will witness such things on a daily basis. What are you looking? You're the ones that are bringing the world to such things. What do you want? There will be more. There's nothing. It's not that I'm not sorry. But these are some people that were hurt, and also it's a very special bridge. But ahead of us?
Such disasters?
Yeah.
On the border between Italy and France.
No, we'll see such things that, what can you do? We've prepared so many problems, malfunctions, that the main thing being the blows that will come from nature, not what we build, not what's going on between us, but the things that will come from nature. The things that can happen are really frightening. From year to year, suddenly you'll feel that instead of having food abundantly, you'll have nothing to eat. Having nothing to do with the money, with nothing, simply the conditions of the soil, the air, the doesn't matter what. For some reason, it stops. Like, there are less and less fish in the sea, and soon there will be none. So, what can we do? We have to hasten the correction. Who? What?
No.
Rav,
what does it mean that I'm 13?
That you're 13 years old?
13 years old, yeah.
13 in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not that you're studying for 13 years or that you're 13 in this world. But being 13 means that you start working with your vessels of reception, receiving in order to bestow.
Why 13? Why not 15?
No, it's according to the Sefirot. It corresponds to the corrections, the 13 corrections of Dikna. Everything's calculated. It doesn't just happen. But I wish we'll come to that. Question where? Valparaiso.
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 Rav. El punto en el corazón.
Rav, the point in the heart grows in the connection between the friends or in the actions I do for them, even if they are actions without an intention. Again, is the point in the heart grow? Does the point in the heart grow from the connection among the friends or from the actions I do for them, even though they are without intention?
The point in the heart grows as a result of your concern for the friends and the Creator. Concerns. The heart, it means concern, to be concerned. So to be concerned with the friends, with the Creator.
Ken.
Good morning, Rav. I want to ask something about the tens. Our work, most importantly, is in the ten, according to my understanding. And we had static tens, although they got stuck a little bit because we were a long time together, but we did work in those tens. When I had to pray for the friends, I would see their face in front of my eyes.
That's not good.
I would know them, feel them. Now we have these random tens. Every 3 days, the tens change. I don't know the people that well. Hard for me to throw my heart for those people. Hard for me to connect from the bottom of my heart. And is there a way to keep those tents longer? Let's say I would keep it for a month, I would be able to connect to the person. When I pray for him every hour, I would be able to see him before my eyes, feel him. Here, it's very difficult for me. Here I'm sitting, it's hard for me to see the face of the person, his eyes, hard for me to increase the connection.
Were I to give you the freedom to choose tens, steady tens, to arrange yourselves in steady tens, can you imagine the ten that you'd want to be in? Can everyone imagine the ten that you'd want to be in? Now, after you went through all these different states, or it's not important, or if it is important, then according to which condition?
Personally, I don't care about who's in my ten, but I just want to say, this is my ten, this is what the Creator gave me, I need to connect to these people, but I need the time in order to feel them, to do certain work with them. We're doing work. It's not just in 1 second I can connect, chick, and 3 days later connect to another new person.
So what do we do? We continue with the random tens, extending it to a week, a month.
I think it's minimum a month.
Minimum.
Oh. Do
you think that we're switching tens all the time, it's in our favor? Who thinks that it adds? And who thinks that it doesn't add? One, two, or three now. You know, those that feel that it does not add, become a ten and hold on together. Let's see you. You'll both be a part of the changing tens, and you yourselves will be a fast ten. Interesting. Let's see.
Very well.
But you're coming on a daily basis?
Yes.
Okay. If you commit to coming to the lesson on a daily basis as a steady fast ten, okay, let's see. Interesting. I don't know. If you're asking me, I don't know. There is nothing before me that's written to me that came to me from a higher degree. There's nothing to do about this. We are the avant-garde. I'm sharing with you what I have. Maybe it's good to change that too into something, some other form. The main thing, of course, is the result. You're saying that the changing tens are very beneficial. I don't know. I have neither. I'm really sorry. I'd really like to be in a 10. I'm waiting for everyone to be as a 10, and then we could integrate. Otherwise, it's... What, Eli?
I don't relate to that, because whatever you say will do, but I can say that there's a strong addition that I feel. That's our new stage, which is the connection with the world Kli. Because once this falls in place, let's say I have a strong covenant with one, two, three friends from the Russian Kli, that doesn't matter which ten we're in, we connect our tens to a virtual connection. So we always have 15, 20 people in the Zoom connection, and it gives a feeling that I'm constantly confused about who's in my ten, and there's a strong feeling of something much greater. I don't know how I would feel if there would be, I would be in a ten where two or three people connecting here, and that's it. Here something happens.
Are there other tens that are connecting with tens from the world Kli? I see, not everyone and not many. It's truly beneficial and worthwhile doing. I was present in that ten yesterday, at least ten. That's good. It's important. It gives strength and broadens your horizons, and really the Kli expands, grows. It's really beneficial.
It's a new space of life. We feel there. We have to say that in the social team, very soon it's going to be a list of world tens. Like we have today, random tens. You'll have random tens from the world Kli that should connect with you in those 3 days for Zoom.
If you can drag me into these things, I'll be grateful, because this is something that I'm really lacking. But how to do it correctly, this I still don't see. Well, and?
Daily task. Tens and duty are China, Krasnodar, Latin America number 10, North America number So Latin America number 9, North America number 10, Poland, Valparaiso, the virtual group in Hebrew, and 10 number 23 in Petah Tikva. And the task, try to renew the degree of faith above reason and relate to the world as if it's corrected. Every hour, write in the journal how much you succeeded. Again, try during the day to renew the degree of faith above reason and relate to the world as if it's already corrected. Every hour, write in the journal how much you succeeded. L'chaim. Zohar lesson. You're invited to watch tonight at 5:45 p.m. Israel time, live with Rav Leitman, kab.tv in English. Open Friday. Friends from all the groups in Israel and our TV viewers are invited to a special Kabbalah lesson and a festive meal. Friday, 2:45 a.m. Israel time, 12 Nevatim Street, Petah Tikva. And for coordination, 1-700-509-209. Thank you, our TV viewers, and a good day. Come to meet the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah campus is happy to invite you to a fundamental course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah in Carmiel on Tuesday, August 21st, and Netanya, Wednesday, August 22nd. The entrance is 30 shekels. For information, kab.co.il or on the phone number 700-509-209. Thank you and a good day.
ולא במקום פגום השכינה אינה שורה אלא במקום שלם ולא במקום עצר במקום שמחה לילה 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 אהבה אינה נגלית אלא במקום ויתור ולא במקום שליטה ולא במקום גאותה ואינה נגלת אלא במקום חיבור ולא במקום עצב במקום שמחה למען אתה קיים אהבה היא השפעה ובראשית כל מחשבה אהבה היא לא תנאי ולא חשבון האם כדאי כשנוגע לב